This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Man Talk, brought to you by TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, where they're devoted to breaking down the walls of race and denomination and challenging men to take their God-assigned role. Here's our hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr., a black guy and a white guy.
Welcome back to this week's program. My name is Roy Jones, and I'm the white guy.
And I'm Will Hardy, the black guy.
We appreciate you taking your afternoon to spend a little time with us. We're welcoming Mark back for part two of our conversation between from sexual impurity to slavery. And as we ended last week's show, we were getting just really starting to scratch the surface, Will. What do you think?
I think so, Roy. You know, there was so much to this topic that we just, the listeners and myself, that we just didn't know that was happening and how much money is exchanging hands as a result of this, you know?
Right.
It's such a sad topic, but I think it's one that needs to be vocalized in our community.
I agree. And if you didn't hear last week's show, we'll give you a quick recap. $90 billion a year is being spent just in the U.S. alone on the pornography industry. And it's in when you say pornography, you mean we're buying that many magazines or we're looking at that many websites that it costs. But folks, it's not just that, and that's bad in itself, but it goes beyond that. Mm-hmm. It strikes the very heart of our nation and our children, which is our future generation, our future leaders. And as we get into this conversation with Mark, we're going to learn a little bit more about that. But think about the numbers. 90 billion, that's B with B as in billion.
And most of the consumers, Roy, as we heard on last week's show, most of the consumers are Americans.
Yeah, globally. That's mm-hmm. exactly right. The highest consumption and highest spend. I think, Mark, what did you say? It was 250-some billion globally, I believe, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, it is estimated to be $150 billion industry as far as the trafficking. Globally, I'm not sure the number, but I can tell you what drives it. If you just take one of the largest porn sites in America, if you just take the stats from that one site, they have 92 million visitors a day. A day. Worldwide, 92 million people. Wow. That means every minute, almost 64,000 new visitors arrive at that website.
Wow.
People don't understand that that's happening, but when you look at, like you mentioned in the last show, Roy, the phones and the unaccountability that we give them to our children to do whatever, it's no wonder that, you know, I'm throwing out more stats here, it's no wonder that 65% of 14-year-olds are already looking at porn. Mm-hmm. You know, they've already seen it, they already know how to access it, everything. I mean, you know, that is just shocking, because what that is creating is, he is a slave himself. He's a slave to this desire.
Yes.
And he has the potential of being that person that we bust the door down and arrested later in life.
Right.
You know?
So, Mark, one of the things we were talking about that we wanted to bring into this show that prior to starting today was Ted Bundy. And for those that are old enough to remember the story there, James Dobson several years ago interviewed him. And one of the things that he made very clear on the interview with James Dobson was that it all started with pornography. It all started with pornography, and pornography went from regular pornography to violent pornography, and then that no longer worked, so then it had to become a physical act to get out and engage in, which then resulted in murders, you know, a serial killer.
Mm-hmm. And see, for guys like this, you know, it's like this aphrodisiac type of thing. You know, it's bringing them to that next high level, you know, mentally, and they experience this thing through either the sexual act itself, which leads to abusing the victim, or in Ted Bundy's case, just murdering him
after he's done the mm-hmm. abuse, right? Mm-hmm. So, well, let's go back to the heart of this thing, Mark. We're referring to the child slavery, the sex slavery, and folks, if you didn't join us last week, it's a sad stat that we're talking about globally. And many of these children, as Mark had shared with us, are either coming from desperate families, you know, they're either hungry or unable to take care for these children. They're selling them to other people that are marketing them or using them for this sexual abuse. And then also within the pornography industry itself, Mark shared with us last week that many of these young ladies and children are actually being abused and raped as part of the filming process. So it's actually an event that's occurring that you may, as a consumer, if you happen to be looking at this, maybe think, well, I'm a spectator, but no, you're actually a witness to a crime, because from what Mark had shared, these folks are actually being attacked and raped and physically assaulted.
Mm. Yeah, it's a double dip for the perpetrator, because, or the pimp, you know, and here's a real life example. In the Netherlands, investigators were able to calculate the profit that was generated by two different sex traffickers from their victim. Now, one trafficker, he earned about $20,000 per month from his four victims, while the second trafficker, he earned almost triple that in 14 months because he was exploiting them not only to buyers, but was filming it and then selling it and then selling the video. So, you know, these traffickers, you know, pornography is a big part of their income because they can double in on the victimization of this girl. The perpetrator that's physically there is victimizing the girl, and then they can sell the porn to, you know, Americans, you know, and they pay for that as well.
Mark, I have a question for you. God just puts this on my heart. You know, indirectly, we have accountability for the things we do, whether we're directly involved or indirectly involved. So I'm going to ask you a question. Does the individual that does not take care of what's going on with their child's phone, are they indirectly engaged in supporting this industry?
Yeah, they are. They are. I'll tell you, the mom or dad that thinks, oh, it's just a boy, you know, or they think it's sufficient to tell a young man who, you know, is going to be struggling already to say, oh, well, just don't go to those websites or be careful with your phone. It's not enough. It's not enough. I mean, the fact that, you know, a 12-year-old boy has a phone and can access, you know, not just light pornography, but the hardest of hard pornography that you and I, when we were kids, you know, we didn't say it just wasn't there, thank God. And if we had to ever see any porn, we had to, you know, steal it from a magazine, or kids had to go get it now. You know, a boy or girl can just tip of their fingers, just access it.
Mark, you know, when you were talking about on last week, how do you find out about, you know, the various victims?
For our work internationally, we've got, you know, we all have a past of international work, and we've got networks around the globe. And we work with sometimes even American agencies internationally. But we also work, of course, with those countries that we work in. And so if they have established intelligence groups, they often just don't have the resources to follow through with that information. And so we help them with that. Some countries we're working, I'll be honest, they don't have anything. They don't have, you know, they hardly have gas for their vehicles, you know. So we start by training a foreign unit that has jurisdiction over that whole country. We come in and we select a group, and they train with us. They learn from us. We train them in tactics, everything, rescue operations, hostage situations. And then they begin to work. We work together. And often that's working through nightclubs and brothels at nighttime, you know, raiding those places, pulling out the victims, and then, you know, making the arrest. Because the end goal is that eventually they're doing this on their own within this country, and they're combating it in their own country when we're not there. You know, we already have, you know, two countries that do that fairly well. But intelligence is not hard to get. People sometimes wonder, but it's really not hard. You go to a country and hop on a motorcycle taxi and say, find me a girl. They know where they're at, you know?
Wow.
You know, we're participating in sting operations and stuff as well, but, you know, there's so much out there. There's 40 million people in slavery. When I say slavery, they're in sex slavery, labor slavery. And that's a form of trafficking. So 40 million in the world today. That's far greater than any number in civilization's history. There are more slaves today than there ever have been.
And that's on both sides of the fence, right, Mark? That's men, women, children.
Yep.
So, wow.
Yeah, your country's, you know, in Asia Pacific. You know, one of my teammates specialized, he worked in Pakistan a lot, and I've worked in that region as well. Because of the caste system, I mean, there's just tremendous amounts of slavery. Oh, yeah. So, you know, family may borrow $20 and end up trying to work that off for 10 years. And in the process, their daughters are slaves. They're 6-7-year-old girls, and then they're sold at nighttime. They're sold to men, you know, all because this slave owner says, well, you got to owe me, and the interest is so great, the family can never pay it back.
Oh, my goodness. You know?
A lot of Christians are taken advantage of, Roy, around the world. A lot.
And can you elaborate a little bit more on that, Mark?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, it's a touchy subject, but, you know, Islam is evil. And it is a great persecutor of the Christian faith. And we see that rising up, not just up in the Middle East, but we see in Asia Pacific. We see it in Africa right now, in Niger and Nigeria. And it takes possession of people, and it persecutes the infidel in their mind, and that is the Christian.
Right.
So that is happening more and more. Something like, if I read right, in Pakistan, 80% of those that are enslaved in Pakistan are Christians.
Wow. And it goes back to what Will mentioned in last week's show about we just don't understand what it means. You know, we can go get a jug of water right out of the faucet, where other countries, they've got to hike 2 miles. And then that's just from a staple standpoint. And then this stuff is happening that, and we just don't hear much about it. I mean, if you're on the Christian Post or some of those other publications, you may see some of this that Mark is referring to. But, you know, that's it. It goes back to the media is all about this in our own borders, if you will. That's where we hear about most of our stories, and these days it's all politicized, and we're not hearing about real issues. We're not hearing about God issues. We're not hearing about eternal things. Very rarely.
I said this probably 2 months ago at the beginning of this whole situation our world's in about this COVID-19. I said, be careful, because our governments are, they're experts at making you refocus on something they call a crisis so that we avoid the real crisis.
Amen.
And that's so true.
And we have got so many real crises around the globe right now that are far worse than this, you know, COVID-19. Of course, you know, this virus has caused a tremendous amount of crisis in countries where they can't get food now, they can't get health care, you know.
Yeah, and it's we'll come back to that and what the ramifications are. And the real crisis is, folks, God needs you to come home. We need you back in the kingdom, or to get there if you had never been there. So we'll be back with you in just a few moments. So, Mark, thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back here in just a second.
TAWCMM would love to have you join their community of men for breakfast every first and third Friday of every month. They have Bible discussions and fellowship after the best breakfast in town. The meeting location is at their gracious host church, First Christian Church in Kernersville, 1130 North Main Street in Kernersville. They have a hard start at 7 o'clock and a hard stop at 8 o'clock. First-time visitors eat for free. Join your hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr., a black guy and a white guy. Affordable Chiropractic in High Point. As you might tell from their name, Affordable Chiropractic, even for the cash patient. Dr. Jeff Fricke has been caring for patients in High Point for 34 years. Physical therapy such as ultrasound and spinal decompression for disc conditions such as herniation. Comprehensive care for auto accident injury patients with no out-of-pocket expense. Remember, Affordable Chiropractic on West Lexington Avenue in High Point. Call 336-885-1987.
Welcome back to Man Talk Radio. Roy, you got to jump on me. You got to jump on me there, brother. You got to jump on me. But hey, I'm trying to stay ahead of an audience. I'm just trying to stay ahead. You know, we've been talking about this subject here on, you know, sexual impurity to slavery. And, you know, a lot of what we've been talking about is just sad to hear to the ear, but it is necessary. And, you know, when we are outside, get outside of our four walls and of comfort zone, Roy, I think, and we start really looking at the issues that are at hand, then we as the church can do something about what we're hearing today. And if you have a heart for the Lord and you have compassion for people, which is exactly what Jesus Christ had, then you need to get involved. You not just listen to us talk back and forth about the problem, because it's a problem out there, but get involved. And we gave you some websites on the last show. We'll give you some more on this show. But this is where it has to start, Roy. And we talked about it starting at home first. So how do we as men of God and representative or supposed to be representatives for the kingdom, how do we go about, and we pose this to Mark too, how do we go about starting with our children and addressing issues like this?
Well, I'll jump right in then. Mark, you feel free to chime in right away. But back to what we talked about earlier, there's got to be controls on the phone, because as Mark mentioned earlier, when we were all growing up, you had to go try to find a magazine that had been thrown away, or you know, your buddy had taken one out of his dad's collection or something. So you might see some soft pornography, a picture of a naked woman. But and again, we don't know these days what kids are looking at. We know what they have access to, but
yeah,
it's got to start on the phones with the house. If I'm the head of my household and I've got young men or young women even, and that's the other thing we haven't really talked much about. We kind of put this burden on the young boys, and Mark, you can share about this too, but more and more women and young girls are getting engaged in pornography. Mm-hmm. Statistically, it's going up.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm the father of the household, I'm going to have XXX or Covenant Eyes or something to that effect. In fact, through the show, we've decided we're going to put the links to those protective mechanisms on our website. Mm-hmm. At www.tawcmm.com, TAWCMM.com. We'll make that available to you. So, Mark, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, there's a shift in our world that's happened with the cell phone. And soft porn has disappeared. I mean, I hate to call anything in sin soft, but mm-hmm. it's disappeared. And the most recent Gallup poll was in 2018, and it found that over 40% of American men said that porn was okay. Mm. I mean, 4 out of 10. You know, that is truly speaks to the heart of our nation and the problem we're having. You know, and then almost 20% of women describe themselves as being addicted to pornography. And so, you know, parents have got to get that phone out of that child's hand and put, you know, you shouldn't have Android unless you got Bark loaded on it, or one of, you know, Covenant Eyes or something like that. It just doesn't have the restrictions like an iPhone. You need to get that iPhone and put every restriction on it that you possibly can as a parent. And then you need to monitor their phone, you know, and look at it and spend time on it, because you're not just, I mean, there's so many correlations to pornography and marriage and the length of marriages. There's so much information out there that just makes you realize there is a war going on, and parents need to take notice.
And you know, Mark, people have a tendency, you know, to say, and I've had men say this in counseling, well, I'm not hurting anybody by watching it. So right. what do you say to that guy who says, well, I'm not hurting anybody? What do you say to him?
You know, I wish he could look into the eyes, the hollow eyes of girls that, you know, I've rescued who
wow.
have been subjected to live video, cam sites.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and right now with this pandemic, let me tell you, cam sites are out the roof, because men can't leave their home. You know, they've not been out doing what they normally do. Mm-hmm. Perpetrators aren't doing that, but they're still finding a way to you know, fulfill their aggression and their desires, and they're using illegal cam sites where there are girls who are suffering, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, I know there's men who watch that and say, well, you know, there's no harm in this. They have no idea the hollowness of some of these victims, and just the tears and the years of tribulation that these victims have went through.
Mm. And I think, they don't understand there that on the last show we talked about planting that seed. I don't think they really understand that a seed is being planted, and the roots of this seed are bitter. It's bitter roots. And it begins to propagate, you know, underneath, until finally it starts surfacing, you know, to the forefront of an individual's mind and heart. And then they want to act these things out that they see. So now they see a girl or a lady walking down the street, you know, maybe with a tight fitting dress or some low cut shorts. And now, you know, they're picturing themselves, you know, doing things that they've seen on the internet with this person who they don't even know. They just see off the street. So it's you know, it's a virus is what it is. You know, we're in the midst of the virus now, coronavirus, but this is a virus. This virus, however, it has permanent effects if and only if we submit to it. So when we keep our eyes on the Lord, and I'm talking about you men out here who say you're born again, you're a Christian, and you are doing those things for Christ, but yet you have this secret identity of going in the bathroom or in the basement or to your car, and you're doing things that's unseemly, and the eyes of God is watching. So to you men, I say that you might get by, but you will never get away. You will never get away with the act, because for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. If I could quote the science.
No, there is.
You know.
Mark, what is the number of Christian men? You gave some statistics a moment or two ago. 40% of American men think porn's okay. 20% of women admitted to being addicted to pornography. Do you know what the percentage is of men in the church that are watching or looking at pornography on a regular basis?
Now, I cannot pull a source on this, and I'd have to do a little bit of research to verify, but I have heard that the stat of pornography use among Christian and non-Christian is not that different.
Wow.
It's almost the same.
And see,
you know, that's scary.
I was getting ready to say, Mark, that's very scary. And I think this goes back to we've watered down what used to be wrong. We've accepted as we don't say anything against it. Mm-hmm. And we've also said, well, that's not really a bad thing. That's up to the individual. But wrong is wrong, folks. And that's especially if you're walking with the Lord and you're following Christ. Wrong is wrong. You don't need to water down the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
His word has all the answers. And you don't need to listen to my opinion about it, or Will's or Mark's mm-hmm. opinion about it. But you need to understand, if it's in the Bible and he says it's wrong, it's wrong. And we know that sex, when we assume this is understood, that was designed for man and woman in matrimony. Not to be watched by another person,
mm-hmm.
not to be experienced prior to marriage. Not saying that God can't heal you from all this stuff, but that was where it was originally created and what it was intended for. He intended for that to be the bonding, the soul tie between the man and the wife.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're doing all these other things, you're planting seeds for Satan to manifest at a later time.
Mm-hmm.
When things get difficult in your marriage, when your marriage is not intimate like it needs to be,
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden you start rationalizing these other things. Back to what we said, the mind can convince you of anything. The mm-hmm. brain, you'll sit there and work all this stuff out. So, folks, we need you, if you're listening today, we need you to take a stand for your brother, for your sister, for your mom, for your dad, for the person that sits next to you in church, and for the person that you'll never see that's next door that may be abused or being violated, because you can make a difference. And there's many ways you can do that, and it starts in your own four walls. So, Mark, as we're coming into the last few moments, tell the people, what is your heart? What keeps you awake at night, or what wakes you up at night that you wish you could tell every person that you could touch or speak to?
Sure. You know, God has given us a beautiful world to live in. And truly, as Americans, we experience things that we take for granted. There's so much comfort here. There's so much you know, great things to take advantage of. And outside, you know, you don't need pornography to be happy in this country. There's so much available to us.
Mm.
And it shouldn't even be a temptation, because God, the Father of lights, has blessed us with so much. With that said, I believe that every Christian man has a responsibility to do more than he's doing now. And for me, that was that I needed to use my resources and capabilities and training to go overseas and rescue girls. For an individual man, I can't say what it is, but he has got to search that out with the Lord, because the American dream is not enough. It's not enough just to provide for your family and to, you know, have a two-car garage and a paved driveway and a nice car and a dog and all that. That is not what God is hoping for you. And I hope that men who hear this, you know, one, I know there's some men who just feel beat up right now. They struggle with pornography, and I hope they find some help and hope. But the number two, the men who are thinking they've got everything under their belt, see what else the Lord wants them to do.
That's a great, great close. Will, final remark?
Well, don't use the excuse, well, I'm trying to spice up my marriage. That's why I'm doing it. Again, when you do this, you're planting seeds. And God wants to remove these seeds before they get into the soil and take root. And so that's my final comment, Roy.
Thank you, Will. And as we're closing out, folks, we want to just ask that you pray for Mark and the mission that he's doing.
Absolutely.
We want to ask you to pray for these children that you don't know overseas. And we want that God to just work a miracle and break this pornography up, break this sex slavery up. And let's get our world back on track to following Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you so much for joining us. Mark, it's been great having you, and we'll look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you, Roy. Thank you, Roy.
As we wrap up today's show, be assured that TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, is building a community of men that are Christ followers with a desire to be servant leaders in their homes, communities, churches, and work environments. Check out our website for upcoming events and regularly scheduled meetings. Drop us a note for topics that you would like to have us visit in the future. Thank you for joining us on Man Talk today. Visit us at www.tawcmm.com. Men walking the talk.